Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. The first live stream of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me at @_TheKing, _. Follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Putting us on live, in the flesh, in effect. Follow them on Twitter at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com for more. You know, Falcons are 0-1. We're excited. A little nervous, you know, but it happened. We 0-1. We got beat by the Steelers. Some good, some bad, but it's one game. It's week one. I got my emotions out, but how you feeling, bro?
Hey, brother, you know, you said it, some good, some bad, because, you know, a whole bunch of bad in my eyes. Hey, we got Monday Night Football rolling up next, boy. It's about to be all white in Philly. That's about to be ugly. That's about to be ugly. If they bring out their circus that they brought out on Sunday, brother, they in for it. We finna be 0-3.
No, we ain't getting into that. So, you know, we can touch on these Steelers, man. I mean, I didn't expect us to lose. I never expected us to even be down, especially not down by, you know, not lose by 8 points. I figured if we lost, it'd have been a last-second field goal. But, you know, I said on the last episode, Rams only scored 17 points on the Steelers last year, and Falcons opened up scoring 10 points. It just was not – it wasn't a good day. They had one good drive. I mean, they had two good drives, you know. Start off the game, you go on a 12-play drive. You know, you go 64 yards, you know, settle for a field goal, close there. You know, that was I feel like that was a good look at what the offense could build on. And then next drive, interception, which we should have seen coming on the first drive where one of Kirk's early passes should have been picked off. Hit Dante Jackson right in the face on a Darnell Mooney curl. Bad omen. But, you know, they cleaned it up. Ended the half on a, you know, 9-play, 90-yard drive for a touchdown. We're up 10-6. You know, it was like, okay, we're knocking the rust off. I'm going to feel it. And then we go fumble, punt, interception. Second half was, you know, it was a tale of two halves. The Falcons realistically were looking at a 20-12 type game, which, you know, is what we expected. But to give up the deep out to George Pickens right before the half, 1 second on the clock, you know, gets him in field goal range. That hurts. That's a momentum play. That's one of those plays where it's like, you know, yeah, they lost by eight, but in a game where a touchdown would have changed the outcome, giving up 3 points right there, and for them to open up the half with the ball. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, they luckily the defense got a three and out, but that could have been a 10-point swing where, you know, the Steelers get a late three and then they open up and go on a touchdown drive. That's 10 points where you go from a 10-6 lead to a 16-10 hole, and the offense never got back on the field. So, you know, just a bad second half. I think Zach Robinson got lapped first game as a coordinator, and it just looked like his first game as a coordinator. He looked bad, especially in the second half. I mean, the Steelers figured out the offense quick. Steelers saw shotgun pass, pistol run. Shotgun pass, pistol run. They got in the halftime. They just looked at the film. They said, okay, I'm going to roll the dice and bet two things. And if that keeps happening, Falcons offense isn't going to do anything.
Brother, I don't know what you expect when you bring vanilla ice cream to the party. You're not surprising nobody. And you got a pocket quarterback that is literally sitting in the pocket as a statue. Mm-hmm. Like, this boy wasn't moving. I'm trying to be positive. But you know how I feel about quarterbacks who do not feel like they have to move. You got Lil JJ on your neck breathing down on you, and you still just sitting there. We got a good line. Like, the offensive line ain't a problem. This is the same line that was ranked top 10, top 5, wherever, getting those good PFF grades for whatever they're worth. And you can't stay clean. You can't find the checkdowns. Like, that's more on Kirk and his mental preparation. I blame that, some of it on OC, but I feel like that was more execution on the quarterback and lack thereof, because he missed several opportunities to capitalize and take control of the game, especially with us being in the stadium as lit as we were.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk is a vet quarterback. Does Kirk have audibles and checks?
It depends on the offense. That goes back to chicken and the egg.
This is what we're paying for, bro.
Yeah.
You get paid this money, you better come with all your checks, all your hot routes, everything ready and loaded. And you know you coming with this jiggly foot, and you think you finna stand here like the Statue of Liberty, like these boys ain't coming down your throat in the B gap. Pause.
But it's like, I don't disagree, but what quarterback? We know Kirk's not mobile. I'm not gonna give you double X's because Kirk couldn't move. Kirk wasn't moving.
I'm not talking about mobility.
I'm not saying that.
Pocket presence and agility inside the pocket.
Defense knows shotgun. He's throwing it. There was nothing for the defense. T.J. Watt said, "Oh, you're not gonna chip me. You're gonna leave me one on one with Caleb McGarry, and you're doing five-step drops out of shotgun." Oh, TJ, why?
Yeah, that's stupid, too.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like Zach Robinson left Kirk Cousins out to dry, and Kirk had no answers, because Kirk has no answers in those situations. Like, we know that's who Kirk is. Kirk ain't going to do much in the pocket. Like, we're living in a league that is dominated by quarterbacks who have mobility. They don't got to scramble, but they got mobility, and you basically – though, to create mobility for a quarterback like Kirk Cousins is the play action boot. And the moment you saw TJ Watt crashing on those runs, because they were running the ball, like we were averaging 7 yards a carry, you know, outside the tackles. Like, and you can't say Kirk can't move if we're running stretch zone. It's the same move, it's the same mobility to get out there on that outside zone handoff as it is to pivot and boot. And so to not call any play action literally was Zach Robinson sitting here saying, okay, yeah, Kirk can execute the passing attack, and not looking at what was happening on the field. Like, nobody was getting open. They knew you were running quick routes because you couldn't hold up on the O-line. So I didn't have to play deep. And then I'm just pinning my ears back. Like Chris Lindstrom getting beat. You know, it's bad when you're all-pro guard getting beat, because it's that damn obvious. So
my thing is, man, I don't know. I know we're in a bad spot right now. I can tell you that much. You can't sit up here and tell me that we're gonna win one game out of these next two games.
We're gonna find a way, baby. Because you know what? You live to fight another day, bro.
It's a 17-game season, huh?
It's a long season, man. Like, I'm not I was dejected. Like this one took a minute for me to dig myself out of. So like that's why I'm like, you know, I'm usually trying to reel you in. Like, come on, bro, we could be positive. It's like, no, like,
boy, you know, it's hot garbage. Yeah, that hot garbage got juice dripping off of it in the street.
Yeah, that was just a tough one to lose. Like, it's hard to just every time I turn.
L, bro, we got beat by field goals.
Field goals.
Like, that's the worst L of all time. The other team was legit sorry. Like, and still whooped y'all. You only put 10 points on the board. Like, but be for real. This is about to be the finest offense in the league. We get out there and I'm looking at freaking Ray Ray McCloud get 7 targets. Kyle Pitts and Drake London 3 passes each. Do you know how annoying that is to be sitting in that stadium and watch them get 3 balls each? Boy, I'm not finna sit up here in these stands and watch this foolishness. I'm finna be right at the crib, drunk and happy, because I ain't got to worry about the police pulling me over.
Saving money.
I'm not finna. These tickets might get flipped real soon.
Yeah. I mean,
I might go on a trip. I just might just go out of town with the ticket money.
Yeah. That's the risk. I mean, that's the frustrating thing is like another season opener where Drake gets no production. It frustrates me because it's like the only receiver on the Steelers team was George Pickens. We knew it. Mm-hmm. And George Pickens still, they're like, oh, he didn't have 100 yards. He had 86. And if it wasn't for fluke OPI, he has 100 yards and several big plays.
And 7 targets, 6 catches.
86 yards. Should have had, because like even the OPI he got, I've seen that not call. And so AJ got lucky. AJ wasn't
should have been a bomb.
Yeah.
He'd have had 140.
He wasn't in such good position that you saying the push off is the reason why George Pickens caught that. Because even if he don't push off, AJ hadn't even seen that ball.
Cookbook.
He never had eyes on that ball. So.
And you know, it pains me. It pains me that we got to talk about frat like that. Like, come on, dog. Like, you went to, you from the crib. You went to the West Lake, bro. Come on. So.
Be a mid quarterback. I am mid corner, man. Like,
terrible with a big contract.
That's my biggest issue. It's not that he's not athletic. It's not that he can't cover. He lacks ball awareness and situational awareness. And I feel like that is every corner that that the fans get hyped about. You go watch Jalen Johnson shut down Calvin Ridley, who was a better receiver than George Pickens. He's showing up, taking away routes. Jumping routes. I'm like, okay, you go turn on Brian Branch. Cool. Nobody in my zone. Let me go find work. AJ will guard grass. And it's like, well, I didn't give up any yards on the play. That don't make you a good corner.
Right.
That just makes you a defender, bro. Like, we're paying AJ to be top 5. And he's not even top 10, top 15. Like, he's not impacting games. Mm-mm. Like, a game like that, if I can't depend on AJ to just lock up George Pickens or at least get a pass deflection, bro, didn't get his hands on the ball.
Something. Ugly. It reminded me of that Michael Thomas game.
Yep.
When he cooked them. We had the game in the bag, and it was just like Slant Boy whooping us, right? I hate to say it. At the crib, bro, that was hard to see with J-Mo when we broke his back.
It's the drip. It's that right there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, well, he ain't
give up new uniforms. These uniforms got trauma all in them, bro.
So I mean, we could look. Defense didn't give up a touchdown. Chris Boswell had a career game. Like, I will give him that. Like, they didn't give up a touchdown. Justin Fields didn't go off, you know. They didn't give up 4 yards of carry. Like, it's some things that, you know, it took 40 carries. Like, they ran the ball 40 times. Like, it was good run defense. Grady looks good. Grady looks like he's back. Onyemata looks solid. Judon got a half a sack. Ebiketie looks like ass, unfortunately. Oh God, the linebacker.
Can Hassan Reddick drop? Like, people keep tweeting about this. We need somebody that can cover hook, curl flat. Don't give me another edge rusher, bro. That's what Ebiketie is going to stay on the team. He could just do that and just let that be his specialty. Raheem Morris said that that's what they're going to be doing anyway. And you know, that's going to be their bread and butter. They're going to focus on what they do best. I really hope that we're not about to draft another edge rusher. That's not what we need right now. We need, and I hate to say it again, a corner. We got safeties. But we need a legit outside linebacker that can cover curl flats and that can set the edge when need be. A strong Sam. Is Ebiketie a wheel? Like, is he a Sam? Like, what is he?
He probably I'm going to give you the comp of who he is. He's Bryce Huff. And we played Bryce Huff on Monday night. I'm going to tell you that right now. He is Nolan Smith.
Don't get me started, bro. You're trying me right now.
We're going to get to the Eagles.
My God. You know how I feel about number three, number three.
We're going to get to him. But I'm not like Judon heat up. Like, I know Judon is good. So I at least know Grady, Onyemata. Zach Harrison has some moments. I give him that. Like, the defense, largely speaking, had their moments. I'm disappointed that I wanted them to play Russell Wilson. Like, I just don't think I think once Russ didn't play, I think it threw him off a little bit. Like, everybody's like, oh, the defense dominated. No, Justin Fields, again, them leaky third down conversions that I said I was scared about is really kind of why it's so hard to beat a quarterback like Justin Fields. Fair. Unless your offense just outscores them. Like, a running clock quarterback who can convert third and sevens, you know, with his feet. Like, it's hard. So, like, I'll give them credit. They didn't give up a touchdown. You should win this game. If the offense doesn't turn the ball over, it's probably a 20-10 type game. You know, we feel differently. So I'm fine. Like, I was hard on them. Like, shout out to Falc fans. Me and Aaron Freeman don't agree too often, but I give the defense a C+. Like, they didn't get hands on balls. It wasn't too many TFLs. We got a couple sacks, got a couple quarterback hits, but with who's coming to town, that effort, I can't give you an A. I can't give you, you know, that's like saying, you know, Einstein was 2+2 and he hesitates for a split second. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, boy, what's going on with you?
So, like, AJ got to show up. It's AJ on AJ on Monday. Like, that makes me nervous because who's guarding Devontae Smith? Like,
thank you. That is literally, boy, it's about to be it. And that's where that outside linebacker comes in. And I'm saying, we need to be running. Like, we can't even run man. Like,
You're not manning up. But the defense was never going to be heavy man. There was always going to be a zone defense. That's why I'm like, I'm not tripping too much. But, like, the fact that
even a good zone.
They couldn't even execute, like, zone brackets. Like, you know, just give me high-low brackets on George Pickens every snap. You know, Justin Fields is one read. Jalen Hurts is one read. So, like, we're about to see a similar type quarterback, but he's got more weapons. Like, if you can't, you know, consistently bracket. But and here's why I'm willing to give the defense a little bit more credit. You know, our former guest, Stephen Hera, he did a thread on the linebacker play. And the LBs was balling. He had the LBs doing a lot. Like, the linebackers were doing a lot of the work. You know, I think that's new for him compared to what Ryan Nielsen was doing. Ryan Nielsen, you know, was just a pretty, I won't call it stagnant, but it wasn't, they weren't as dynamic movers. I mean, you know, you had a set where you had Caden and Troy both on the line, you know, next to each other in the A and the B gap. And they both dropped out underneath and took away some good routes underneath, made Justin Fields hold the ball. I think that's where Grady got the big sack from. So it's like they did that. Justin Simmons ain't been in camp, you know, so that's his first.
Yeah, he was, ooh.
Yeah, that's, so like.
Did the underhand point, though, buddy. This who we talking about?
Yeah. Like, I give AJ credit on the deep bomb, the deep bomb, like the 50-yarder. That was on Justin Simmons. AJ had outside leverage. He was expecting help from the inside safety, and Simmons he wasn't there. And Justin Fields just threw to the open space. So it's like I can't blame him for that one because it's like, bro, like, where my safety at? But you know, that's one of those ones where it's like, if I'm seeing this in October, November, December, I'm gonna be like, all right, defense, what the hell? What did we pay this man for? You know. For this, but they don't know each other, you know. Jimmy Lake don't know him.
I think the problem is that we got an easy schedule later in the season and they're gonna get false confidence.
No, baby, confidence is confidence. They better cook these boys in the back. We're gonna go 7-0. I don't care. Take the lumps now.
I feel you, but don't build me up off no false sense of hope.
I don't care. I would rather lose how they lost to the Steelers. Steelers probably have a top five defense this season. If they get boat raced by the Eagles and if the Chiefs come to town and put up 30 points, you talking about a top five defense against the offense that got overmatched, and then you're talking about two Super Bowl caliber teams. We're not Super Bowl caliber. So, like, I think most everybody had to start in season 1-2. Beat the Steelers. And lose two straight.
That was like realistic scenario. Yeah. Now we're staring.
One and two.
Realistic is optimistic at this point.
Hoping for 1-2.
Bruh, hoping. Because yeah, you go 0-3. Mm-hmm. And then you breathe this suck energy into the bins to face to these toilet bowl dwellers mm-hmm. in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. you got
the Little Bucks. Baker. You got the Bucks and the Panthers. You go right to the division.
What?
Yep.
Boy, 0-5.
Mm-mm.
That would be filthy.
If it's 0-5, bro, the bins will be empty. There will be calls for panics. I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. Like, I don't. Like,
if it happens.
We're not even going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it
once it happens. We being realistic. Because that trend, boy. What we just saw this Sunday, if we get to 0-5, realistically, do we see Penix? Do we see Penix?
Yeah.
Because Zach Robinson know he finna be out the door.
Yeah. Like, I think it depends on how it looks. But
a healthy Kirk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if Kirk is healthy and they just losing, I think that's the worst case scenario. Because then it's like, what is your answer? If they losing 30-31, like how the Packers just lost, right? Packers just lost, you know, 34-29. That was a close game. They were right there with them.
And if lost you Jordan lose,
Love. Yeah, but like if the Falcons play that type of game that the Packers just play and lose to the Eagles by 4 or 5 late. And then they turn around, they got the Chiefs at home, and they lose to the Chiefs by a last-second field goal. Now you're looking at 0-3, but it's like you were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's when it gets tough. Now, if they start getting drugged, and like you said, you get drugged against the Saints at home, you get drugged against the Bucks, then it's like, bro, you're going to be 0-5 playing the Panthers. You know, if you beat the Panthers at that point, because there you can't bet on even beating the Panthers at that point.
Goodness.
But we not there yet, man. I know it's realistic, boy. It's week two. The Falcons opened up 2-0 last year, and we went 7-10.
I hear you. I hear you. But week one got me looking at the Giants.
I get it. Overreact. I am not going to stop you. But it's only week two, and we can only, I can only talk about where we at, baby. I can only talk about where we at. We on one. It's all right.
Bring out the crispy whites for Monday night.
Yeah, but that, it just can't look like that again. Like, if it looks like that, I think that's going to be worse. Like, I'm not too mad at them losing, you know, the next two games. But do not park Kirk in the shotgun, park Kirk in the pistol. I don't get not running play action.
Because that's so like, jiggly.
It's not even the foot. They were running play action in camp. We got it on video. We got them in the bins doing it. And so it's like, even if you just say, you know what, for the sake of TJ Watt not ruining the game, I'm going to just play action boot and throw away. I don't even care if it didn't go to nobody. At least make TJ think. And we didn't even run the ball at TJ. That was the first thing we said on the episode. Run the ball at TJ Watt.
Yep. And they
ran follow away. Through.
Like, let him chase.
Yeah, Zach Robinson was terrified of TJ Watt. Like, he had no answer. It's like, bro,
had them nightmares.
I'm staring at TJ saying, play run defense. I'll go three and out with three straight runs at you before I'm running away from you and letting you tee off on my right tackle. My right tackle's good at run blocking, but like, I don't think Zach Robinson knows his personnel neither. It's like, bro, we brought
he hasn't watched the game.
Yeah, we brought Charlie Warner in, and you got Kyle Pitts chipping. Kyle Pitts could not block me. And you got him chipping. He damn near slingshot TJ Watt on one of them sags. He got TJ Watt out wide and just hit. And Paul McGarry was like, damn, bro. Like, I can't get there.
Here with that Magic Johnson. I'm not going to be here. Oh,
so, I'm not like, but it's out of my system, man. I'm back up. I think
I just
have a chance to win on Monday. I really believe it. I really think it hinges on Zach Robinson. It's not even Kirk.
I'm just listening. I'm just listening. Well, I want to see how much money you're willing to put on that one.
You know, $100.
$100. You want to put $100 on this game?
I'm gonna put $100 of that new Trump coin that just came out. Worthless. Nah.
Whatever.
The Falcons got like. I'm gonna give you some optimism with the defense. The defense got talent. The Packers defense is decent. I don't think they lack talent. I think they lack discipline. And they don't really have much of a pass rush, right? The Packers. And I think the one of the biggest issues for the Packers, and you'll appreciate this, linebacker play. They got Quay Walker, Eric Wilson, Isaiah McDuffie. Quay Walker couldn't get you lined up for elementary school assembly.
Like, he's just,
there were so many. Saquon's second touchdown was the most embarrassing thing. He probably got ripped in practice. They lined up shotgun, I think double tight to the left with Saquon to Jalen Hurts left. Where's the only place I can hand the ball off in shotgun? To the right. The big guy uncovered. I'm like, he got the whole D-line shifted to the left. He shifted to the left. Jalen Hurts hands the ball off. Touchdown. I was like, bro, all you had to do was line him up. Like, it's not like the Eagles did anything spectacular, but if you don't line them up right, you don't have a chance.
So what you saying? We got a chance.
We got a chance. Like, the Eagles are good. I'm not going to water it down. A.J. Brown is for real. That's a 1,500-yard, 10-touchdown receiver walking. Devontae Smith, 1,000-yard, 8-touchdown receiver walking. You know, who knows what you get from Jahan Dotson? Like, I who knows, right? You know, he's been on the team for 2 weeks. You know, what do you get from?
It's just the Falcons. You know, he might.
I'm not. Look. I'm being positive.
Who's going to be guarding him?
Zone. You know, zone principles.
Why are you funny?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's the thing. Like, I'm not saying that the Eagles aren't going to score points. You're going to have to keep up. But
facts.
And then you got Saquon. Like,
and you got Jalen Carter on the other side.
I'm going to get to that. We talking about our defense versus
just saying, bro. We're going to get there. Studs and studs.
We're going to get there. So, it's not going to be easy. But, like, that's why I'm mad about the defense versus the Steelers. But I at least got Jesse Bates. I got Simmons. I got Grady. I got my LBs. Like, I got the players where they can turn around and be like, bro, that wasn't good enough. Like, yeah, we didn't give up a touchdown, but this play unacceptable. This play unacceptable. Like, if this was Eric Harris, Debo, Steven, me, get what I'm saying? I'd be like, bro, there's not a snowball chance in hell we can do this. So, like, I'm pretty sure they sitting in there. They like, okay, we're better than this. The offense had a tough day, but we also had some plays where we shouldn't have let this happen. We shouldn't have let this happen. Mm-hmm. And it's Jalen Hurts played just as bad as Kirk Cousins. Truth be
he's
told,
still Jalen Hurts. He's still Roll Tide now. He can still ball, and he's throwing to the other Roll Tide with all that chemistry.
We're
about to get another SEC showdown coming in here. You just saw what happened last week with them Georgia boys.
I hear you. But Jalen Hurts threw some terrible passes. Jalen Hurts made some terrible decisions. He's prone to it. You can go watch. Jalen Hurts will one read and look down. One read and look down. And so it was just Saquon got loose. I don't know who's going to guard Saquon for us. That's not – I ain't.
No, that's where it ends. It's over, bro. Saquon, bro, that man was running like he was already in the Hall of Fame.
Saquon had one of the nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, like go look at Saquon's his second longest – or it might have been his longest run of the day. It was the same thing on the touchdown. It was just misalignment. Like, I'm not saying Saquon is not good, but we didn't do dumb shit in the run game. I'll give us credit there. Like, when it was second and long, third and long, Jalen Hurts is a fool. Like, he makes bad choices. If you go back and look, backed up in his own end zone, he just threw up a little prayer. Like, Xavier McKinney's like, oh, you really threw me this? Cool. Like, if he's throwing that up with McKinney back there, I still got Jesse Bates back there. You know, I got confidence. And AJ don't have too many games where he's ass back to back.
But the problem is he was ass against sorry, like medium, like mid. It was big mid. We got real live Pro Bowlers coming to town, boy. We got a Heisman. We got did Jay? I don't know. I can't remember. I just know he played for the Tide. Did that boy win Heisman too? The quarterback? Okay. I just to make sure.
Yeah, we got
some dogs. Heisman to Heisman.
Uh-huh. Go ahead,
and
bro.
And then Saquon.
Go ahead, bro. Rip it apart.
I can catch passes. Rip it apart. I'm just saying, bro. You know, I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping because I'm a legit. Mm-hmm. First of all, y'all, but brother, who is finna step up on this team? Because AJ done showed us enough. He done showed us enough. I don't care about no week one, boy. You play corner. Corner is corner wherever you go.
Yep.
Whatever level that you're playing in, you should be able to shut it down. They're going to be run blocking this boy. He about 190 wet. AJ Brown is finna put them paws on him because they're not finna have Slim Reaper over there blocking. And he going to be blocking little bitty Clark Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to match up well. So I'm just trying to, I just want to know, we're going to play zone and we're going to have the corner, the safety spot, Saquon, or how are we doing this?
I mean, I'm hoping we get, you're going to have to play a lot of
exotic. That's odd.
To play a lot of late rotation cover three. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to play split safeties. You're going to have to play. You just got to muddy the picture post-snap. Like, you got to. But, like, I got the safeties for it. Like, that's the only thing that I'm like, I can figure out. I'm not saying they're going to stop them. They still going to score 25-plus points. I'm not saying they're going to stop them. But there are going to be opportunities. Jalen Hurts is going to give you chances. There's not going to be a clean game from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts got a similar primetime record as Kirk Cousins when it comes to showing up. He got an 80 quarterback rating on Mondays. He's not unbeatable. But let's look.
I hear you.
I'm going to tell you where the upside is. This Falcons offense against the Eagles defense. If they run the ball, I'm going to tell you right now, that young man that you said earlier, Jalen Carter, he ain't do a damn thing against the Packers.
In the run game?
In any part of the game. You know what his PFF grade was?
Well, about a 64. You know, he 30. Don't care about
30.
A 30.
30.
I saw him pawing folks in the mouth. Will they take off points for that?
Away from the ball. He wasn't doing nothing. you could beat me up if we run into the left and you on the right side. He didn't split any double teams. He got a late quarterback hit late in the game that, you know, he had that. It was a good rush. He got a one-on-one, got a little hit. Bruh. All the Packers did, Jordan Davis is a one-quarter player. He's going to be hot to start the game, fresh off the bus, first quarter. You know, they're not going to be able to run up the middle. But they couldn't run up the middle, you know, Sunday versus Steelers. Jordan Davis was getting hemmed up one-on-one. Second quarter, third quarter. I posted it on Twitter. It's there. He can't move. He has no pass rush. All he got is a bull rush. But if you can half man Jordan Davis, and that's all the Packers did. They said, all right, we're going to run left. Jordan Davis, just turn him because he can't get around you. And we're going to double team Jalen Carter because he can't split double teams. And now I'm up on the Kobe Dean. I'm get what I'm saying? Like, Josh Sweat is their best pass rusher. Bryce Huff can't stop the run. Brandon Graham is 36. He played way too many snaps. They're not trying to play that many snaps. And then it's Nolan Smith.
What about the Georgia boy?
Nicole. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Jordan Davis ain't. He didn't do it. His grade was a 53.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Go watch. It's like, it sounds good. And like, I was the same way. I was like, Monday, we about to get our ass kicked. And then I was like, oh, they weren't doing it. Go turn. There's a reason why Zach Bond made all the plays he made. Fangio said, I can't get no pressure. The only thing I can do is blitz. And they were eating it up.
We'll see.
The Packers O-line is not as good as our O-line. We had a bad day. But like you said, There's a reason this O-line was so highly rated going into the season. You can have a bad game. That's fine. We had a bad game. They played, you know, Incredible Hulk, T.J. Watt. He really just turned up like that. There is no T.J. Watt in Philly.
These are facts.
And so McGarry's not the Jets. Yeah, like, exactly. Reddick gone now. So, like, McGarry's not going to get exposed to that degree. I'm not going to say he's not going to give up a sack and pressure, but he's not going to get exposed to that degree.
That's cooked in the books.
Yeah. That's worst game of his career type stuff.
Hey, man, why they do my boy dirty? See, you know the problem. You know what happened. I told you the game plan, and they didn't rock with it. Get that ball to 2-5 and let him run.
3K. Now you see where I'm going with it.
You have to punch folks in the mouth. You cannot punch people in the mouth with Bijan. Bijan's nature, by nature, Bijan is so nice. Yep. You can't do that with Bijan. You got to punch these fools in the mouth with Algier, with a fool that played linebacker that was not drafted in the first round. That don't care. Y'all took this man. Okay. He already ran for a stack. He don't care about nothing, and he willing to take the number two backup role because he know I'm gonna get mine. I'm gonna get mine. So give him his, and take control of the game. Hit these folks in the mouth with him, and then you get cute with Bijan. Mm-hmm. Y'all be trying to run Bijan and the B and C gap. That ain't Bijan. Bijan want to cut back. He want counters and you know. Look cute stuff. Space. Bring back that single back inside zone to Tyler and do what we do. Go back to the stuff we did last year. It ain't hard. Just do the same thing with the same people. Use that as your leverage and move forward with the run play. Stop doing all this little pre-motion, pre-snap motion foolishness with the tight end. No. Straight up 12 personnel. We not motioning nothing. Zone. Reach your man. Go to the next level, punch him in the mouth, 4 yards. Yep. You can't stop me 4 yards marching down the field.
Ain't gonna get sick of Tyler. But like that's exactly what I was gonna say. I was like, they can run the ball. The Packers ran the ball left, right, left. They had a drive right before the half, four straight runs, and then gave Jaden Reed the jet sweep, big touchdown. And it's like
easy.
That brought the Eagles into 8-man boxes. They couldn't stop the run all game. It was literally just Josh Jacobs, 4 yards, 6 yards, six right. yards. And
let
so it's like
let these linemen go punch on somebody.
Mm-hmm. So I think if they, and this is why I say it goes back to Zach Robinson and not Kirk. If they run the ball, don't matter about Kirk.
That's why I asked about the audibles.
If they run the ball, it don't matter about Kirk. But they can't be running from shotgun and pistol.
No. Stop doing that. We just told him this last year, brother. We just told him this. You cannot be running the ball out of no caught ball. Snap the ball, grab the ball, get a ball to the man. Let him do what they've been doing since they were little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to make this cute, bro. We ain't tired of seeing cute. We done seen Mariota go out of this pistol. We done seen number 9 go out of the pistol. And now we're watching double it. Number 18 going out of the pistol. Can we get away from this? Can we go? We might as well just put in the real number 9 in.
Yep. And it's like, I don't get why we ain't see much pistol in camp. We saw Kirk under center more in camp than we saw him in pistol. They didn't run any pistol snaps. Yeah, they didn't run any pistol snaps in preseason, if people want to factor that in. The backup quarterbacks didn't even run pistol snaps. And so for you to take a formation that Kirk ran 13% of his snaps 10 years ago out of pistol and be like, yeah, that's what we're going to base the game. What the hell?
And Kirk old school as hell. He our age, bro. Like, you know that man know how to take a handoff. And if he can't take a handoff and boot out of that,
he don't need
to be on the field. It'd be like, we just going to chill and sit him. And you might as well just take a page out of Mike Tomlin's book. You messed up. You spent that check. Save the season.
But go win games. Yeah.
Go like, win games, bro. I don't care about that other stuff. This ego y'all sitting up here feeding into while we sitting up here wasting time watching y'all. Yep. Folks out here throwing in the towel on the Falcons. Game week one.
Week one.
Oh, they bro. Hey, these folks done finessed us out our cab, bro. I ain't finna, bro. I done saved my money up all offseason thinking these boys gonna be something and got me out here and spunt their money.
We these coming, folks. Bro. I'm telling you, man. That's
I hope so. That's what I say. I don't want to see us coming against the damn Giants.
Hey,
I need the shit. I need it when it matters, boy.
Hey, I'm
don't
telling
give
you.
Me, don't give me these little soft, these little, mm-mm.
I don't these disagree.
These little soft games, bro.
I don't disagree. But that's why it's on Zach Robinson. He came out, he took it, he said, you know, that was on me. Everybody said, Kirk, help me. But like we said, I'm like, bro, once the surgery done, the Achilles is back. And so he's been dropping back since February. Like, he ran boot action in the game. So, like, there was just no reason not to run play action. Like, you got TJ Watt kicking your ass and you don't do nothing. Like, they ain't run no screens to his side. They didn't run the ball to his side. Like, Zach Robinson, week one, literally said, I am terrified of TJ Watt. I have no answers. So, and I just, that's why I'm like, if he does that more, I don't see him making it to the bye week. Because your issue will be, I don't know, I don't care. Give it to Raheem Morris, but you can't have an offensive coordinator who don't even know how to double team the NFL sack leader three times out of the past 4 years. You can't have that's dirt cutter, bro. That's
facts.
Yeah, like you and I know that. Like I would have just parked Charlie Warner ass, even if it was obvious. Fuck it. Charlie Warner, you gonna be next to McGarry. Y'all double him every snap, run or pass.
And he a rookie, it don't matter. And like he need to get numbers right now anyway.
Mm-mm.
He got drafted to block.
No, they signed him. He was he a vet, but still, you got added to the roster. He was the second free. They signed Kirk and then Charlie Warner, and you putting Pitts there to block. Like, make it make sense.
I knew he came on the team this year. Mm-hmm. Not drafted. I'm tripping. I know who was drafted.
But yeah, but like but that's why I keep saying, if this was a fluke, rookie coach got out coached. That happened. You know, he got spooked. That happens. And it's like, all right, cool. I was tripping. We're going to I can't put training wheels on this offense. Kirk is fine. I can't say Kirk is fine. And I'm the one that spooked. Because, like, he had some good plays. Like, it was some good plays there that guys were open. But when it's so damn obvious that you're passing, D-line just like, bro, I'm not stopping. It's a pass rush practice. Of course the D-line going to win. Because I know you passing. So, I think.
You steady in the pistol. Like, you're not even threatening a legit run. Did we get rid of our fullback?
Yeah, we don't have no fullback. But that's not the problem. That's what I'm saying. We average 7 yards.
I know. But, bro.
Algiers big run. You got to feed him, though. You know what you got. Kirk over here getting abused, and you just gave nothing. Like, the Eagles couldn't stop the run. They have little linebackers. Make them get in 8-man boxes. That's it. Bring them up. Make them get in 8-man boxes. Make Fangio start blitzing. Because the Eagles secondary is not disciplined. It's not on the back end. They can make some plays. Quinion Mitchell is good. I'll give him that. He a dog. Reed Blankenship. He's solid. CJGJ is back in the Eagles uniform, and we know he's one of the most undisciplined safeties in the entire league. He can be had. And then Darius Slay can't be had at times. Like, he'll blow a coverage. You know, he blew the deep post. The deep post to Jaden Reed was cover three. Darius Slay was slow to get to his third. He chased the cheese underneath. Opposite third was wide open.
You know what was so crazy about that last game? It was actually Ray Ray game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I called it. That's why I'm like, I told you, tweet it. I had to tweet Ray Ray's going for 50. That's why I'm like,
he went for 50 too.
One. I can see the path to this game being a victory because the offense woke up, because Zach Robinson said, okay, I can call an offense. I can at least just take the game plan that Sean McVay had against the Eagles last year and run that. Like, even if that's what you do, because it's not like Stafford mobile. Like, yeah, he can move, but it's not like he's coming from the Rams having, you know, Justin Fields or Jordan Love, where it's like, oh, that's an entirely different offense to what I'm running. So that's why I'm like, the upside is on the offense. If the defense can keep this game below 30 points.
Below 30, that's crazy. You really going to be having the OC singing Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
That's what it's not because the defense is bad. It's just the only reason why the Steelers scored 18 is because of two turnovers. Three turnovers. Yeah,
no touchdowns.
You know what I'm saying? So like, if the offense,
that's so crazy, bro.
Don't turn the ball over. Play good, clean football. Like, just basics. Like, I think they can beat the Eagles with a heavy, balanced run script. If the game is close and Zach Robinson doesn't piss down his leg and sticks to the run and is like, here go Bijan, here go Algier, here go Algier, here go Bijan. Oop, play action. Like,
load up to Drake.
Now Drake running. Now Kyle Pitts, because it's like, that's where they're going to win, is middle of the field. But you spent all this time making it so damn obvious that the linebackers were like, well, shit, it's a pass. Let me go ahead and back up. I didn't close. All, yeah, like they were playing so much split safeties. Like every time they saw shotgun, the Steelers just said, all right, we're going to park at 10 yards. Safety's playing downhill. Linebackers, go ahead, back up, because he's not going to have time to get deep. And Kirk was like, oh, fuck.
What's stopping him from doing that this year, this week?
Play action. Running the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without Jeer, because – Bijan got 18 carries.
Yes, it has to be running the ball and play action, because Zach Bond is good, but he's not that damn good. N'Kobe Dean is little. So if you run in the ball, they have to cheat. They have to beat blocks before they get to him. And so it's like, all right, if I'm getting, like you said, 5 yards a pop, now it's like, damn, I got to be in this box ready for this run. Like, yeah. Tyler Kraft had like a 30-yard play off of play action. Tyler Kraft ain't better than Kyle Pitts, but it was like they have to be like, and it's like, if Jordan Davis is not having a good game, Jalen Carter not having a good game, now I gotta get my damn linebackers in the box quicker. 8-man boxes, safeties gotta be like, it's there. Like the Packers literally did it all game, and the Falcons have the O-line that will let them just keep second and fives. Like, the dumb shit. Why did you not on second and one? Bijan got 9. Second and one, you run the most condensed play possible.
Man, that thing, that play was a bomb.
But when it's so damn obvious.
He told you that boy got to move, bro. He got to move in that pocket, bro. He cannot be just standing there. If I see Kirk standing there in Philly,
He's gonna get
tough on, bruh. Mm-hmm. He cannot just be standing there. I cannot stand that. I cannot stand those no flat-footed quarterback that ain't bouncing on his toes and that ain't alert for the pass rush. Read them linemen with your peripheral eyes and get in the cracks of that pocket and stay alive. Keep the play alive and stop staring down. This boy, break that play down. I broke it down for you on Twitter. I'm gonna break it down for you.
I disagree.
You can disagree all you want. All it is second and one. Drop that ball off to Bijan. That's 3 yards.
Throw it away. Something.
What you throwing the ball away for? You, bro, you pump on your first read on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at Kyle Pitts looking at you with the linebacker looking at you right here.
Yep.
Oh, that's not good. Your third read, the safety is literally watching you read Kyle Pitts, and he's coming down for the pick. Where are he supposed to go with the ball?
The
play is going this way. Step behind through. The play was going you see way. Him right here. Brother, the post. Okay, my hands are double post.
He was working right to left. Bijan came open on the right by the time he was looking at Drake on the left.
He ain't moved one step. That's what I'm saying.
But he was never going to get to Bijan. That's what I'm saying. Yes. The play design.
If you literally just walk forward and see that, okay, these boys still got field. They coming from the short side of the field and they running post and drags. Bijan was the check down, and then you had Tyler on the wheel on the backside. That was the bomb.
But your check down on the same side as your first read is a bad design.
But it was by the time you get to your third read, he's released and he's been sitting there. So you look, get out of the pocket. It's nothing to the left. Your fifth read is the wheel. But, check down is your fourth read. Your fifth read is over here. If your fourth read is covered, that means your second read is open in the underneath post. And then your third read is going to be open. And if that's covered, that's a bomb on the backside wheel.
He ain't had that time
because
you
running. Because he didn't move. He had linemen. TJ Watt came around the back.
He got sacked.
Look at the linemen.
He got sacked
because he ain't move.
He was getting hit by the D tackle.
Brother, I took screenshots. Look on Twitter.
They ran across the – well, I don't post it for you.
He didn't move off the hash at all. Yep. All he had to do was move forward, and he would have seen Bijan. Your eyes will come down and be like, okay, it's been three reads. I need to get off this spot. You can't just stand in the spot on three reads, bro. You add a pump. You did a pump in the first – the first read was a pump. That means the linebackers and everything that came down and came up underneath pits. Your space is done. That's it. Because they're going to drop back off the pump, and they're going to be getting up underneath Drake. That's when you say, oh, Lord, it's over with. I need to move.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan.
Can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
Does it make any sense as an offensive play design for your check down to be on the opposite side of the last read of your progression?
Yes.
No, it don't. How you
it's
want
a check
your
down
to go
it's
from
a check
the
down.
I'm going from the left of the numbers to, oh, he's not open. To the right.
Because you should have been moving your feet. If you would have moved your feet, you would have ran straight into him. He's right in your face. And you would have seen him by nature. You would have been like, oh, I got a backside wheel.
Mm-mm.
Step back and let it fly. TJ Watt came all the way upfield. You'd have stepped up underneath that. You can say what you want, brother. The blocking was there. Go look at the blocking. And then he just stood there. He ain't moved from that hash at all.
He should have.
You got double post to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finna sit up here and pump a curl from the left hash to the far side of the field.
Mm-hmm. Either
already done,
or the play design was bad.
The play progression was terrible because you stood in the pocket like a statue. Everybody was fine. He would have bought time. If he's standing on that, and if he's standing on that spot again, he's gonna be tearing this offense apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need the play action. That's why you need the boot.
Yep.
Can't be having that man standing in the pocket like a statue. This is not a statue league. They done showed and told y'all that. And these defenses are getting faster, and these DCs are getting better at calling these plays. Get you off your spot.
We're going to see. But I think it's there. I think if Zach Robinson calls an NFL caliber game plan, the Falcons can put up points. But we'll see. We'll see. What's the over-under for this week? I already know the line.
I got it down like 7.
Yeah, it was like 6.5. Oh, ESPN got it.
Go to my fantasy team.
ESPN got the it opened at -4.
Now it's 6.5. mm-hmm. 47.5.
Told you, gotta keep them on the 30.
I mean, we got the if they listened to it last week and bet, they would have got the money. That under bet hit.
I told you that over bet was a finesse bet. All right, 47.5. Ooh, they talking about 28. They talking about what? 20, that's 26. 26, 21? 27, 20? Yeah. Ooh. That's tempting. Okay. All right. Who throws the first pick? Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts.
I hate to go against my team, brother. Kirk.
I'm going to tell you right now, Kirk throw the first pick, turn the TV off.
It's going to be a tip. It's going to be something stupid because it's going to be Monday Night Jitter. He's going to be in Philly today when we cussing his ass out.
If Kirk throws the first pick, if Kirk throws a pick, even if it's off a tip, the link is going to go up. That's, again, why you run the damn ball on Monday.
This is also another question. That's the first pick of the season for us. Who's going to get the first pick of the season?
Jesse. No. Jesse.
He's going to earn his money. No.
Give me Simmons. They have Simmons playing some hook curl. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be aggressive down the middle versus Jesse. He threw some dumb – again, he threw that dumb pick to Xavier McKinney. He threw the dumb pick to Jair Alexander. Like, I think he's going to be a little timid in the middle of the field, deep middle.
All right, total yards. Saquon, 150, over under.
Under.
Boy, he finna cook us. And you finna get cooked the fantasy. You finna get cooked the fantasy. He going 175.
God dog.
Saquon, boy, that boy looking like, ooh, Saquon, the best back in the NFL right now, boy.
Damn.
He about to put on the show. This about to be, if Bijan don't get off and he get overshadowed by Saquon, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be bad for brand.
He said 175.
That's why he going to go crazy. He's going to be like, I'm going to show you how to do this, young boy.
All right. Who get more sacks? Falcons or the Eagles?
Falcons. We going to get some sacks, baby. We going to get some sacks.
There we go. I was about to say, damn, bro. Come on now.
Bro, the defensive line. You said I ain't touched on the defensive front because them boys are working. Them boys are working. Except for Ebukete. Ebukete, boy, hey, it's hard for you. Yeah, you found yourself in the doghouse. But
yeah,
I was happy to see them. Now they ain't give up no touchdowns. So I still got to tip my hat to the D. They just need some help. Because them boys are hunting. Them boys are hunting.
They were.
That was the hope. That was the hope that we had. I just need them to put Big Rook in the game.
I hope Rook's active.
Can we please get Big Rook in the game? Can we please get our draft picks in the game?
That's criminal to trade up for him in a second. You took him top 50 and he's inactive. But I mean,
ain't no but. You don't do that to no rookies, bro. Play the rookies, especially at home.
But if you don't play special teams, it's like I get the math on the game day. That's why I hate the game day inactives. Like, just let the whole roster be active.
What, they done flipped the coin and said, what you want your first game to be? The first game or the first Monday night game?
Let Big Rook loose, man. Let Big Rook loose.
Hey, that's who's going to make the difference. As soon as they put Big Rook on the field, they're going to understand the dynamics and the makeup of these NFL teams, where you have to play these rookies. You got to, especially when you picking defensive linemen in the second round, bro. You have to play them. That's like them not playing Kalimba. Like, that's unheard of, bro. Like, you got to put these boys on the field. I ain't trying to hear none of that. Second round, he was 33.
Who you sitting?
Man,
I don't disagree. But I get the. If he's not playing teams, somebody
Eddie Gold can sit.
Yeah, I sit Eddie Gold.
Go pout and retire again, big dog. Because one tackle ain't it.
Yeah. I can see that. Like I'm with you. Rook gotta play. I'm gonna be interested to see who they sit to get Rook active. Cause
somebody.
Them some young legs, some active legs. Like, just let him put his paws on one of them boys, man.
Yeah, man.
Let him see what it feel like. So,
man, Big Rook gonna get crazy. I'm telling you. That's that young boy energy that you need. You need that crazy young boy energy that ready to just get off on somebody.
Nigel.
Yeah, bro. Big Rook ready, and he from Detroit. Come on, man. Y'all lost the dog. Like, the dog on the team was That's young, that big Rook. And then the old heads tutoring him.
If Rook is active, the Eagles scoring 30.
I'm telling you.
Take the under on the Eagles.
That's where them sacks gonna come from.
Take the under on the Eagles scoring 28. They're not gonna have four touchdowns. They're gonna score some touchdowns, but like they're gonna like that's the thing. The D line is deep enough that I don't think, you know, Mailata's good, Lane Johnson's good. They don't got Jason Kelce in the middle. And the Packers
that's
don't have
gonna do work.
Exactly. The Packers don't have a Grady, they don't have an Onyemata. And like you said, like just give Root one job, even if it's just third and long, Root. You only playing third and long, and I'm going to park you right across the center, and you just kick his ass. I don't care if Jalen gets by you. I just – by the fourth quarter, he's going to be sick of playing football. Just kick his ass.
And he's going to keep Grady fresh to make plays.
Yep.
So, and I'm you know I'm not a fan of this 3-4. I'm not a fan of this 3-4.
It's the penny front, man. That's just where the NFL is. You gotta be in it because these scrambling quarterbacks. It's just so hard to deal with them. It helps that we got Caden Ellis. Like you need those hybrid linebackers at the second level that can tag into the run to the rush game, you know, who are fine dropping in the underneath coverage, who can shoot the gaps in the like. I think Caden's gonna have a good game. I'm interested to see. But yeah, man, that's just where the NFL is, bro.
I hear you, but I always feel like you need at least four D linemen to be competitive. And it's mainly for alignment purposes and how the plays will be spilled and funneled to the linebackers and to the safeties. We got safety play, bro. So let the safeties come up from run support. AJ, earn your money, bro. Stop playing around. And let one of them safeties be in the middle. Bring down one of them safeties and run support and play underneath and go crazy. Stop running. 3D linemen ain't it. We can't just rush 3D linemen. We got too much of a rotation, too much depth to be rushing 3D linemen. And we got linebacker depth. Put three linebackers on the field and run it 4-3 or some variation of it, bro.
I hear you, but
that ain't.
All right. What's the score prediction, man? What's the score?
47.
I'm type nervous about what you're about
I
to
ain't
say.
Nervous. I'm realistic. I've been realistic the whole time. But this thing, 47. We're going to go with an under. And I think I don't see it. I'm trying to make it a cool game. I'm trying to make it a field goal game.
I'm trying to muck it up.
What
we got?
They got too much. Falcons.
Yay!
We gonna score some points, baby. They ain't gonna see it coming. Who they got at corner?
They got Quinion Mitchell, Darius Slay.
Hey, rookie, it's time to get baptized, boy.
Don't even matter.
Darius Slay, you too little, too.
Boy, shit. 34-31. Whoever
got the ball last, I think that's what it's going to be. Because we match up. We just got to play offense, bro. We got to play
you
offense.
See it, bro. I brought you around a little bit. Is it? You'll come around on Sunday. You
if I see this fool standing flat-footed, that thing going back down to 21-10.
No, 31-10.
31-10. If he ain't moving, boy, it's over with. Yeah, it's over with. They need to run this ball. They need to whoop some cheeks.
I'm going to go. Give me 30-24. Give me 30-24. I think 30-24 Falcons. I think you know it's gonna be a little late, couple late field goals. Because if we run the ball, it shouldn't be enough time to score that many points. And I'm hoping we get some turnovers just to steal some possessions and a little couple cheap field goals in there.
Yeah, and I think if we run the ball, they're going to be trying to run the ball too. So I feel like it's going to speed their clock up a little bit.
Yep.
And that's where those mistakes are going to come from Jalen.
Yep. Like the pressure is on pressure on both teams. Like this is one of those ones where it's like the Eagles shouldn't lose because it's like, bro, you see what the Falcons look like. But then if we start running that ball and it's like, damn, it's tight. I can see it. Like a little trap game, man. And they coming from Brazil, man. They was down there. We have no evidence.
With them baddies.
Who knows if they was in the favelas or not, man. I don't know, man.
They talk about, Coach, I ain't trying to hear what you're talking about. Don't leave. Boy, I'm out of here. I look like them.
Yeah, we won. Let me go have some fun, man.
Yeah, with the baddies. Man. All right, brother, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, man. You know, Thursday night football about to kick off. Hey, before we go, who got Bills Dolphins?
Tonight?
Just a thought. Yeah, toss up. Bills Dolphins. We playing in Miami.
Well, you know, we rolling with them dirty dollar bills.
Yeah, okay. I'm with it.
$30. Them backs messed up. They underestimating them dirty dollars. I think Josh Allen gonna take control of the game.
I'm with it. We're gonna see. Go ahead. Hey, let the people go so they can get their fancy lineup set, man.
I swear to you. Me too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an excellent episode. Thank you for joining me, brother. Follow my brother Jared King at @_TheKing_, and your boy Brian King at KingHead57. Live stream.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.